You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Kip Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Musanganya, we are in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find that on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death. Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. That disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes, so marvelous. Join us. Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Swanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine.
Well,
how are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes,
and, I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see I'm at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COBRA meeting. COBRA meeting is a meeting of government, departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown because the people are not listening. They've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting. We don't know what is going to happen because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, as we know, that has gone past 5,000 deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Nguwa ya pura, asi ndukuona kuti apa vanenge vazonyatsosimbaradza kuti zvii zvavachange vachiita. Zvii, kwakamira seiko?
Vanhu havasi kuteerera vanhu vekuEngland kana United Kingdom, vangofanana nemaZimbabwe yanza. Havasi kuteerera, vakatoudzwa because mabhazi nemarestaurant zvakavharwa last week. Saka varikuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo, but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo. Vari kuenda kumapaki kunotamba nevana because zvi tichiona kuti zuva rabuda taenda pasama ipapo, vanhu vari kuramba vari kuenda mashops, vari kutenga hwawa masupermarkets nemabobby store veine kunomwa kumaparks. Saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister Boris Johnson varitosangana nevamwe vavo, the defense commander, emapurisa, MI5 vese vainonzi COBRA meeting, panoitwa decision yekuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoendeka mberi.
Tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuZimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu. Zororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, awanikwa iye achishaya. Zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus. Munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsoziva kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya?
But it's not a Zimbabwe Zimbabwe, who is Roma Kambagawa, Chicago, New York, New York to Zimbabwe, United States, Coco, New Panagia Church. Saga Anga in New York, Agabawa Zimbabwe, and I went on Corona, you know, quarantine. I'm going to get you pinned out airport. I'm going to go to Munir, Anna Miras Ganaga, Ganane, Cambridge. Saga Zoraga in the Soviet Pata. Saga Paris, you know, Ninga with the moon, where the popular got the moon and was the canoe. That's why when this Baba Kutu Wunzo, what it was a moon and was the canoe. And as soon as we come in, as soon as Ruti is Roro Makamba, Afa Nature Ridge. Was this was Bangladesh the Kwanis Kuvika, what it couldn't moon, apart was Rango Budam social media, Karama independent newspapers, what is Roro Makamba, Asha Nature Ridge, coronavirus. Saka, that's why government is Baba Yafa, a town of Kunemun of Nature Ridge. No Funga Kuneva, Kawanda, or Guruara Nature Ridge, the coronavirus of Zimbabwe. But for this, I was free to my test. Saka, Paramount knows what Wanga Niva, who's over here, Kuneva, the three. One who ended up with Patara, Rara, but one was no Rara, and I was no end up with this. Private hospital. I was the local with our run and coronavirus.
Yes, thank you so much, Ezra, from that end. Sasu Baba Lapake, who smile begin to who? A smile begin to wound and void.
Yapira to wound.
Yes, Yapira Kulung up one of the begin to.
Lana is a Pretoria, a Mamelodi, a South Africa.
Yeah, wound and gone up.
Nasi Minadan Kona, Udeloxi.
Yeah.
Abantu ba relaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba freely lokuthini kodwa ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokithi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma
Yeah, I want to talk to you.
Okay, it's Mina. As a woman in the sofa, you would see a man of sin about the world that seed. It's few individual NMEs when I want to marry for Kevin Kruman and my chief is
all.
A chisel of Fidanja and a pine in a Snayana pitcher. So I want to assassin a little ignorance. Elokishini ngeke kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona I'm a waiter so into noma manje mawuthi emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzima customer there's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho South Africa siuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa of which thina mostly we relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona So what difficult for Tina because even though she valued the coronavirus, financially we begin to go and learn the shocker. Mwas na ivaleke na kuto usala eskwameni abanimbe to sizola.
So you think we could be also the story mali inangwene?
Tina also the story mali because many things are kangela wanjo mpira na around. Is either many babu hospitality industry of which he of the parugli mali. Abelunga abasizi kuzokudla abanye bakuma Uber ku e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusena abagibeli even nalawo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa ukuthi awuzosilethela i-coronavirus from Tigray so mina okwamanje ngifila i-pocket more than yona i-corona uyazwisisa so
iyazwisisa
yena vele yabe isizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona
So, for the benefit of those who don't understand Ndebele, what Mr. Vilindu is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa. So he's saying that, you know, he's a waiter and there's no business, apparently, nothing. And I guess, Mr. Vilindu, you also fear serving people, right?
Yes.
So what do you do under those circumstances? You can understand that?
I'll send a choice. Okwamanje sokumele lawe uthathe those precautions for example ukuwasha izandla ukusanitize izandla mafika ama-customer siyasanitize but there are few may find out ukuthi maybe choose to be an average of 30 customers a day you get only one or two customers so vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than when the man. We are born.
Yes, we are
so
born. Yes.
It's really, really bad.
No, thank you so much, and we hope you are going to be safe there.
Sethi Benjalo, Baba, Sethi Benjalo. Salindura maposa lapha bathi uzokhuluma ngo-7.
So
asazi ukuthi ama-measures abazowathatha awuphi. But into engayisho ukuthi abantu bakithi, especially abaseZimbabwe, kumele siyithathele phezulu le ndaba, because at least la ese-South Africa for the government which is doing something, of which is a good thing. Singabi ignorant, sizitshele ukuthi ibamba abantu abanemali, ibamba abamhlophe. Seyifikile i-corona, so khonoko esikutshelayo asikulandeleni kanokuthi thina sithi no, thina we're not affected, because ekugcineni thina siyosafara. Siyabona, singa-encourage nabantu bakithi ukuthi especially aba-travel ekhaya unnecessarily abame kancane, because siyasazi situation elapha nokuthi njani.
Mina
warata ngikulele lana e-South Africa bengithuke, but I know ukuthi i-chance ayithona. But ma usekhaya kwehlula abantu abanemali aba-connected, ugovernment wakithi akayenzi enough. So ngcono ngifele lapha zanothi ngeZimbabwe, ngiyofele eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Maviki Ndungu. So ungakhatha ilokhu zeniyako ikamera yakho. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungathinela kusasa baba. Uye ungakhatha khona manje. Okay, bye bye. So what he's saying, Marvelous, is that you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, because he says at least in South Africa there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there's even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs says, you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. Asi pane vamwe vatikataura navo veSouth Africa nguva iyoyi paFacebook page yoyo shona vachitivo mabasa pari zvino nyaya iwayo yemaweta nemamwe vari kunziwo vatonzi vambomira nekuti nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinoitwa zvekunwira nezvekutyiwa dzakavharwa kana kuti dzinovhurwa kwenguva shomanana. Vanga vachiti I think vanovhara kuma6 kana nguva dzakadaro, but vamwe vari kutotyira kuti mwedzi uno zvinhu zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda, nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikwewo vachibatsirwa padambudziko irori recoronavirus. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Ameno Ezra, uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain? Hurumende pane zvairi kuita here?
Baba Chisa, uloku kuona? Mbona azani ke lapa stream yetu.
This are self-employed. Vanofanira kuenda kunoclaima mabenefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatsira vanhu vari self-employed vachabvisirwa 3 months kuti vasabhadhare tax. Then vanogara kudzimba hapana vanofanira kubhadhara rent for the next 3 months, vanongogara mahara. Saka vanhu vese vasingashandi vagara vachipiwa mabenefits. Vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary ye 80% to all the workers, company yavo yobhadhara 20%.
Saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dzekuafrica
aiwa hai ipapo hapana kwete. Iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvisana nemupilo vanaparire nyaka pari zvino kutoni groupu ndo hospital infectious hospital kune mabhedha anosvika only 17 beds, kuti vanhu vakarwara kuvulawa yachizi kuti vachaenda kupi. Vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazivikani kuti vachaenda kupi. Vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku pipa vazivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Saka pane zvinongomerwa Harare Wilkins Hospital netone group ichocho. Tone group yacho yatarisa, inototarisa the whole region, Masvingo, Midlands nemateveleni. Asi kune mabed 17.
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, kids, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America. you know. Mm-hmm. But so I'd ask him that, do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so, because currently the hospitals are underfunded, the government doctors are not yet fully back to work. So he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas, what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, okwenzakalayo khona manje siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayenzi lokuthiwa yi-self isolation. So ke kuhamba njani khona
abantu laba balenkani? Iinkani zabo yisizisiza ukuthi ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho, njengoba ngitshela kulo mhlangano ukhanya kuzafaka umthetho ukuthi ugcine usizwa kuthiwa yi-lockdown, esiyibone eSpain, esiyibone e-Italy, esiyibona eFrance, ukuthi akusela muntu ovunyelwa, sokungena kule curfew, sokungena kule mpini. Nxa sokunjalo bazafaka bebutho ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho asuze lethusa abantu khona?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethusa abantu level nje liphuza ukuthi kuyele endlini amapholisi. Kutho ukuthi kungehlula because ufaka khona ibutho kuyesiqala amapholisi, bengeza inkani amapholisi ezofakwa kebebutho ukuthi babisele abantu endlini. Ngapha ngabatshaye bakutshela mhle bawuchazisele ukuthi kuyele endlini yabo.
So okay, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is this?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. You know, those are the teething problems that we're seeing, because this is the first time, especially for UNI kids, for us to be working from home, and also just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these lives. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done, because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Marvelous, lapho uyasitshela ukuthi yena uphila njani khona ngale lapha khona endlini yakhe. Lami ngikhona ngapha ke eButtonsville eMaryland, esengifake nje oku istudio okuncane, ngiyakubona lapha esikhona, lapha esithoba sikhona silo Marvelous kanye noEzra Jesus Fund. So lapha ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima yeke ukusebenzela endlini, kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minja nje imicabango ethize ukuze ethi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu phela ofisa ubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing. Like right now, we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be innovative.
Yes, so we need to be very innovative. So, Chisa, are you working these days down there, or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't trust them. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing while we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with the information which we give.
Yeah.
Information, the news, Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody listening. Nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think again, if I can find that thing for
yes, go ahead.
Again, who was one day could see Kushandra Kumba, Kwaka Oma Sik, and what Kuri Kwaka Pava Sik. And the thing raining is in Indrim, Washington, D.C. Parishion. Nasty Chay, a Mangwana Ninda Taz of Tindy, Quantum Kentucky, and the Ramu Kuba from Nia Internet Yanga Pudona. Saka nguwa yaka daiva zija wa suku shanda wa kumakamba ni internet ni jume. So kutiweo zo kwa nisa manji kubatala na wa shunone za ahi shatipa mkana nguwa ino ye kutiti kwa nisa kunge tichiku unzirai jume shudobi dobi zisesha chuku kupai pari jino kutiti chawia ni mango ma package manga msiri kuzia ye kutiti nuko na kunzi wa kupa kuni enji niko takasi ya nasi ya na kutishaka mira si uye shi kutiva nuwarukura rama si saka ndozvimwo zvatikusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba uyezve Studio 7 vazhinji vedu pari zvino tikutoshanda tiri kumba nekuti ndo nzira yedu yatiri kuita yekuti tirwiso dambudziko irori recoronavhairasi saka hakusi kuti kana uri kumba unotoona kuti uri kuita basa rakatowanda kukunda pamwedzi munguva uri kubasa nekuti une nguva yekuti ufunge zvimwe zvitsva zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutetenyura riite nyore saka ndo zvimwe zvatikutarisana nazvo pari zvino
ye kuna vanhu vakati umere vangene kona pake kusho sinetemba lokuti vazavuya vazojoine njengakuri kukurira umavhirasi muhlanganya uye oti usebenzele endlini lami ngisebenzela endlini so ungabe kuzima usibili ukuthi usebenzele endlini xa unto enxe nxa usebenza abantwana babe bebuya bezokudonsa amabhulogi lapha ethi dedi buya ngapha mama buya ngapha kungani kungaba njalo kodwa ke nxa sebekhulile kungconywana so ngibone ke kulabanye abantu utshisa ade bekhipha amavidiyo besebenzele ezindlini omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisana nabantwana ngapho uzama ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo kwaba khona lo munye ke ukhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi you know imbuzi lezi kade zibuye evali speech kumbe ngumuntu okucreatileyo asikashiwa lapho kodwa ke khona ukuthi usebenzele endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnani
umuntu osebenzele uhulumende bezama ukuthi enze ispeech sakhe
anti uyabona
so umpambanise Africa le
yeah so when we look at Zimbabwe itself now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country and right now things are not going well for people in the diaspora so in essence what are people going to do for their relatives for their parents for everybody back home there for their kids Baba Swat what do you think
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who are living in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't save for those who are using online transactions and all that. But they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe, they close down, where they transact money to, where their families take the money from, if they close down, then that's going to be a big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those the money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem for our group. So we hope and they trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked a question saying, do you think the Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot because when they can't help 94% of the population unemployed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't receive such.
Yeah, I'm going to send to civil and Baguze.
And which way would it change the margin? I have a long land, the Europe is in down. Abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo kathesi ngesikhangele eZimbabwe kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo vele kabayithola imali yokuthi kabasebenzi kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke kancedise labantu abasebenzi athi nizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo ungahlupha kakhulu ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba abangasebenziyo vele abaholi imali njalo esukwesabayo ukuthi laba bathunyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe kuthi bona abantu bezimbabwe baza kufa ngoba-ke abantu bezimbabwe abaningi imajorithi igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe
marvelous can you join in there
yes I think kutaurwa namukoma Ezra zviri correct izvozvo nokuti ndandabvunza mubvunzo wekuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaya vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi nokuti kunana Europe nemuno muamerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vai kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma tanzwa kuti kubritain vamwe vanogara muzimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu zvinobatsira izvozvo uyezve kunana Europe nekumwewo mukoma chisa vabva vataura vakati kuzimbabwe handifungo kuti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushaika kwa Zororo Makamba mwana wa James Makamba asi tida kuzoona kuti chii chaitika mune ramangwana nyanya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo nekuti sekutaura kwaita mukoma Ezra kushaya kwa mukoma Zororo Makamba kwawanikwa iko kuchiiswa pamedia nekuti munhu anozivikanwa asi dai pashaikwa mumwe munhu asingazivikanwa taizoziva here ndo mubvunzo mumwe watoda kubvunza iwoyo uyezve kuti kushayika uku kuchabatsira here kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva kuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chinouraya uyezve kana tichibvira vanhu ngavasamhuresana vanhu ngavaite iyeye yatupitai kuti garai kudzimba uyezve musawanikwa imi muchienda panzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda uyezve ukanzwa iwewe miri wako uchipisa uchiita kunge wane flu nefiva nezvimwe zvakadaro tsvaga kwaungaende kuchiremba kuti muonekwe kuti haisiriyo here coronavirus iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura ipo pano kiti
ye ngena kuona pokitisa
ya into ilako mavhela zekuruma ngave kutva sasiyelwa
kuti maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad is this
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people will suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a nearby an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
right.
You can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending to such cases. Any other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he has a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and then checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything either than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So I don't know, like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues, but also I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because especially here in America, people are literally working, you know, long hours. When they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time to spend with the kids. So maybe there are also pros and cons of this stay-at-home
that we're doing. Yeah. But if you see what is happening, shall I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead. Just, yes.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people, they are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife, and the husband. Maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence, and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kukanya mazani kono kukunya mchisa kungawe kuli klini songoba. Kukanya mazani lakukwe South Africa kukunja aloko zinda. Mwana bantu bati mwana katala kulu benda wenye kuya tupa koto wake kungani kuchaa kuchinti ziwe kuti mwana ula bantu wana konapa wantu ya kusebenza mchokocho mwana kusebenze mwana kuchaisa ausayensi lukana kutu ya ngena kutransport lei estimela kumbinjes njalo we have standing so kuba lulu kuti kube loku iskachana nji toke la bantu wana toke la yungako interest njalo kuto wazini kati wenzi kutu sevenzi kakulu ndu wazivenzi kakulu nga uluku zama ama kringa lapa la lapa ungani kungatu pambichani kutu wakai sipona nga zani kwa sevenzi kasiri so singa zikuti marvelous what is the experience of certain people concerning youngsters You've got a young boy.
Yes.
And you've seen how the
kids.
How do they do this?
The millennials have a different take on this.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, you know, we have to keep reiterating that this
yes.
thing is serious because, you know, left to their own devices, you know, there's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the millennials. As Ganandafandafa. But Dovan, the true doubt, you are one year so teased out if you're wearing to show what it's in or I. We have the true doubt, it is of our number in Vanababa de Mangwa. Vanama de Mangwa and Luxi, Vesiki, especially my teenage and Ivan. Avasunia Sotora, even Muno Mamik, Wafunzo, you have a young son, yes. I do, and I have to check on him every day to say, where are you? Are you socially distancing? Because we don't live together. What are you doing? He's at college, so, you know, he's living with his cousin. What are you doing right now? Have you eaten? Are you going to the shops? If you're going to the shops, do you have gloves? You know. Sakazimos, I took that session. So, to be diki, Kwavari Iwa, asking us to talk to Wele, she said to Wele Sukura, I see, doing a haircut and by Shaw, where you're in a booty, as you know, Gibbs Kunoku, Yaka is spring break. A break here in Nature Pagat, Variku College. Sakavazi, Wakanda Kushin, but Sakadai say Florida. Nekumo. Uye zve magave na nevamwe vemunzvimbo iyi vakavakutoita zvekutoti vakushandisa mapurisa kuti vadzinge vechidiki ava kubva kunzvimbo idzi nekuti vechidiki havasi kuda kubva ikoko vachiti ivo aiwa regai timbonakidzwa asi chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chiriko uyezve tiri kutoramba tichitsinira zuva nezuva nyanya kuvana vechidiki kuti aiwa munofanira kuziva kuti kana nguva yawanikwa iyoyi iri yekuti manzi munogarai mumba garai mumba musawanikwe muchibuda panze. So yes, your question, you know, is very relevant that the millennials, we have to keep schooling them that this this is real, and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors, you know, to self-isolate, they need to do it, but you have to really, you know, cat and mouse dog, you have to be continually checking up on them.
Yes, so Chisa, these youngsters, yes, come in there.
I wanted to say something again. This unfortunate event, this unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo, it can also help to actually enlighten the
depth of this disease to the young children. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people think, Kushana Batala, old people, and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we are unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorera chirongwa chatakambokupai. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
So it's really dangerous. So when we look at colleagues now at work, how do we relate to them? This social distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we are all chatting. But I think you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, Gibbs, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least, because it's like a flu, if yourself, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. because this is it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative, but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes. So, Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands. You're always greeting each other in a very nice way. But now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about the next door, yeah, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always comes to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treats me like son. Well, maybe once the clock to be fixed, he calls me. So normally she loves to be hugging me every time. Kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's slightly old, so she doesn't understand. And I was telling her, trying to educate her. I've actually fixed the TV to show her news and say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it. You wash your hands, do this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm thinking badly of her, that she's going to be touching me.
Yeah, I will find
something to get in there. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders and to shake hands. But it has to change now. Being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work, where you have to say, I still love you. But for us to keep loving each other, we can't greet.
And that's pretty tough, Chisa Ingoba. All of a sudden, they go, ah, Kato Umbo Valong, get away. Kamujano, listen to it.
Ubunjalo ke ugogo lapha ke uMary ugogo engafika sintasa lapha ngasajwayelana kakhulu uyanthanda uyahlala ukuze ngAfrica lani la manje kathe sejwayele ukubingelela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihakhe angixawuthe esihlethini ethi my son manje nxaze ngumtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho ngicela ukuthi singabambani ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi nxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukuwelele kunyozi kodwa mina ngaboni ngamnike yena uzathatha ngaphuma endlini. So manje unganakumphathi kahle lokachelezanga ngendlela angikhona ngiyazama umtshonisa khonaphana ngibone esithi isandla nje esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami seyenza njani.
So more or less in terms of greeting people, you know, Tap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, that, you know, the namaste, this one. I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it, because it's more humble. It's really respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go to my elbows, you know, the feet are seen to look at a play or some. You have not seen Namaste in the Indies.
Unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave, hi. And there's a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship, literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we shouldn't come near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, we have to abantu wazani vele kepi ankona ya shari kona watu ya ngeta. So when I want to be a ngeta kakuru kona
we have ngeta kakuru mna vele ngechaji zanda ke 6-7 kuti wenzakale loku kuti you didn't fail to deliver for the people. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
With the passage self-isolating quarantine says 2-7 is closed for 3 months, there's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be a crisis.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be a crisis.
It would be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7. Can you imagine saying 3 months you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah, and even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the how are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set. I can see a TV set behind you, and there's some comedy behind you there. So
you
don't
know you know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas that they suspend, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that this is exactly like World War II, or even worse now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
World War II could go and come together and be in somewhere safer place where there are many. But this time, you have to be alone.
Hmm, marvelous.
I wanna in the Panyayo ye putsi Shusaka I say Studio 7 Takwani separation of Uram but Singopa Kuravan now. Vashinji should barutinira my WhatsApp nation more as it are you guys say to MC broadcast and broadcast and we could be saka chokwadi tinotora mukana uno kuti tino shuvira kuti tisharamba tichikwanisa kuita izvi. Uyezve mavhunza panyaya yenhau dzemitambo. Vazhinji tirikuona panenge padandemutande reTwitter, Facebook neInstagram parizvino pakanyarara nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo I think vanhu vakawanda as you said Ezra, ma mental health issues achauya zvakare nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo hapana but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya mamaneja emamwe matimu kana kuti vaimbomaneja mamwe matimu saka izvi zvaita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu mamaneja nevamwewo taona pari zvino Zororo Makamba kuZimbabwe akunzi ashaya munhu anga ari mushamarari aita mabasa akasiyana siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana saka zvese izvozvo izvo zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore rekorona. Do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara?
Yeah, and influenza we had all those and insects and all those kind of things. Yes.
Vanenge vakunzi vana vakazvarwa gore rekorona saka tichaona vana vakawanda munana December
tichaona
mabhenga akawa nevana vakawanda vamwe yana quarantine yana korona
umavela
siqinisile nge-self isolating le abantwana bazagcwala ngo-December kuzazala abantwana ne-December January ukhale kabela abantwana abaningi kakhulu.
And ungasikhangela futhi kule issue leyi ye-obesity, you know. Ungahlala endlini uyabesidla ongapheliyo. So how are you avoiding eating a lot?
Into sengiyenze ukuthi ngithenga amafruits ngezandilambile ngenatha amanzi because ngasendlini abusuka ne-appetite.
Ngenatha
amanzi ngidla amafruits so ngiye-garden lapha ngiye-stretcher bese ngiwokha ngijala ukuthi ngiwokhe 2 kilometers 3 kilometers but ngicatha ngapha egangeni. So ungela bantu khona mphenduke yikho ngizama ukwenza ngoba ngisakwanisa ukuthi ngiyegijima kumbe ngiyegym ngiyekalokade ngiwenze.
So marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
No, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff and to also self-reflect on my health. Saka, for me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguwa yekuti kana uri kumba, inguwa yekuti kana uine zvimwe zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguva yekuzviita. Nguva yekumboplana mameals evana neako. Nekuti I think izvi zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself care as well. Kuti iwe ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta. apana mwa muna nuko na usichinge ta except iwewe. Saka ino ingwa ya chukupio na mwari kutitimbo. Chata mkati kinya sonoti. Jisho mga gazira po. Shiona kana uile urumba mako pa weekend pa kadaro mbo. Chora tunguwa uchi clean and clean na ushita zunye. Saka daro. Kana suzu. Saka wandisa mumba uoto na usiteka pika uopo wangu wano tambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self-reflect. And also I do take time to exercise a little bit but there is a tendency to overeat. You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kwa lapha mapes cha abantu ukuthi umkhosha lelo osubulela abantu badlula ke 15,000. Eh sibakhumbuze njalo lokuthi ke asebanje sedlula 350,000. Abantu asebanje. Sina ngaphe UK zokufika 303. Sise lapho njalo ama Olympic Games, ama countries like Canada, UK, and all that, they are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan. So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
And we see that
the Olympics will be, might be postponed.
And we see that, Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say? If Ateta can have it, how about me? Maybe.
Yes.
So does it have an impact?
Yeah, the Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yeah.
You see, it can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the black person, it's a lie. You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Now let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous, I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever.
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself. Because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So kunawo wakati yerera give self unza iye kuti uno chita unonzwisisa nezvechirwere ichi uye zvevanhu vanofanira kuita sei ndikati nini chirwere ichi chakangoda kufana neflu saka kana ukaona iwe kuti waakuchinzwa uri kuhotsira uri kukotsora uri kunzwa kupera miri uri kunzwa kupiswa fever gara kumba enda kwadokta unozwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti usaenda uchihotsirira vamwe uyezve geza maoko wongoita zvaunoita kana uine flu uchinwa ginger, lemon tea nezvimwe zvakadaro asi zvakanaka kuti uende kuna chiremba kuti unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri kana achikwanisa kunge achikupa mushonga wokupa mishonga asi chandanyanyodzidza pari zvinhu ndechekuti gara uri wega. Self-isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So you get that's right. And there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, you know, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, you know, kanauka zvibata kumeso, you know, do your eyes.
And
you, know,
and you shouldn't touch yourself as well. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Self-contaminate. By the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water.
Yes.
But the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands because ukatanga kudya, chikapinda manje mukati muzvova zvakanganisika. Zvakangoda kufana neflu yekuti ukahotsirira vanhu nezvinhu zvakadaro. Saka I think I can actually understand his concern because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lukani,
but the little water that's there, please wash your hands.
But Chisa, ubona njani kuno kugeka mafishane kwetu?
Mafishane ukuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu ikakhulu abantu basekhaya. Okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle, uvela ngapha kumele ugeze izandla okuzwayo. Nxa amanzi engekho, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambe ebusweni. Kumele ungabamba. Ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo. Kodwa ungabambi ilihlo, ungabamba amakhala, ungabambi ifesi, ungabambi umlomo wakho. Lapho engena khona i-coronavirus, ayingeni kwenye indawo.
ngapha lokho kama pause bekhuluma nama scientists ukuthi ungazibhukuke ngapha kangeni kodwa ngena ngapha uphefumula khona emehlweni lemakhaleni lemlonyeni. So abantu kuqaphela ukuthi bageze izandla ke every 30 minutes bageza amazi izandla ngamazi lahlezi endishini amazi lana ke athelwayo ezandleni siyawela phansi yiwo kumele bageze ngawo njalo ngasisikhathi ukuhlanzeka kwinto enhle ulapho obambelele khona kumbe kusemchoveni kumbe ebhasini nanzele ukuthi awuzibambi ubuso uzugeza izandla kuqala.
Kufana nesikhiwa sibili chisa siyakuzwa sithi uthini ba?
Yes, what I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes while you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a hangry or go to the supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose the tribe, race, color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died. We know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwean who died, 47. Anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you will perish if you don't.
That marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarket yesterday, and for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of four little ones, two, and they were limiting to one packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food, I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work. But I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, mama? If I don't come to work, I don't get paid. I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's really, you know, he said, and I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public. But he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not. Sakandoshi mesa tukuona kuti vari kuzvitoro, kuzvitoro ndandiriko nezuro, hakuna matishu, hakuna mvura yekunwa, hakuna mazai. Uyezve ndakakwanisa kutaura nemumwe wechidiki anga ari musoro muchibvunzo kuti saka zvakadii kuti munge muri kushanda panguva iyo vazhinji vari kudzimba. Akati iye madza hapana kandingaita nakuti ndikasauya kubasa ndoshaya mari yerenti. Kushaya mari yekudya, saka ndatongouyawo kuti ndibatsire vanhu. Asi ndinogara ndichitya anga ane masiki yake nemagloves ake kuti ndogona kungobatirawo chirwere chino kuti munopinda vanhu vakasiyana-siyana. Saka tinongotenda ivavo vari kuita mabasa iwayo. Kana muri kutinzwa kwamuri ikoko muchiri kumabasa, tinokutendai.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we are unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, 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 mure Zimbabwe, tunasangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorera chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, mthwaka zomuhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yesikhubeko ezingaphezulu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Nhlangano. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chitaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. Tinokutenda ive fanga vari pachirongwa chedu vari pa VOA Shona wanikwa mchishare live kuti vamwe vanzwewo uyezve tinokutenda izwa nezwa munogara muchiva ipo pano tozova kuti mabundles nezvimwe zviri kunetsa asi tinoti please garai makachengetedza utano hwenyu nekuti coronavirus iyi inouraya.
Yeah, yabulala sivili coronavirus. So we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us. Siyabonga. This is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to you, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Msanganya, who is saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where are the good Where is the girl? 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 Where is the girl
Zimbabwe.